Good morning. We're continuing with the Shabbos, and we're learning the Klal Chav Ches, the Malach of Teifer, and we're looking at Simen Gimel. Simen Gimel, the Chayyim is this one line, and it would nice to be so simple. Also, Lim Toya Kud Shal Tfira Kadeshal Yu Kivutz or Kavutz. A person cannot stretch out a Kud Shal Tfira in order that shouldn't be Kavutz. Kud Shal Tfira means a thread. So a thread sometimes, as you make threads, you make them by wrapping them around a certain way. Sometimes they need to be straightened out by pulling on them. As you pull on them, the thread becomes more straight. Sometimes it's entangled. Sometimes it sort of shrinks a little bit. You want to extend it. So a person is going to sew something, and he sees that his thread is not ready to use yet. So he needs to pull on it to straighten it out, or pull on it to lengthen it. It shouldn't be shrunken. So the Chayyim says that's also to do that. So actually, the source of this is a Rambam, and the Rambam actually holds that not only is it also to do, it's going to be chayiv. See, he has not done any sewing at all. All he's done is prepare the thread. This act over here makes the thread ready to use, that you can sew with it more easily. It will pull the garment together better because there's no knots in it, whatever it is of that sort. And so by preparing the thread itself, one is doing the Malach of Teifer, and that's hard to understand that one should be chayiv. Obviously, it's not going to be the Av, it's going to be a Tolda. Now, the Rambam follows this approach, and he says elsewhere that things which are called Sarkei, he talks about in regards to the Malach of Malabing, Sarche Kibisa, talks about it by Shabbos, by Bishul, I'm sorry, the idea of Sarche Bishul. He talks about it by the Malach of Seveya, things which one does in the normal process of readying oneself or to do the primary Malacha, or things which one does in the normal process, even though they are not contributing a significant amount to the process. So a person who stirs the dye in the pot is considered, according to the Rambam, the Malach is Sarkei Tzebeya. In similar regards to Bishul, part of the way you cook is you stir it, it's Sarkei Bishul. A person doesn't stir it, it's not going to make too much of a difference, but the normal way you do it is you do that. So Rambam holds all these are considered I told us of the Av, of their Ovis, because this is part of the procedural way of doing it. How far the Rambam takes this, and where do you draw the line? Something which is considered just preparation for the Malacha, or something which is a part of the Malacha itself, that's not very clear. But the Chayyim comes along and says, even if you do not accept that the Rambam, that one is going to be chayiv, one is going to be ushered to do this act of preparing the Tefira. This is an alternative reading to what we had before, the case where you have the stitching which started to come in the garment, which is holding two sides of the garment together, which started to come loose, and you pull the end of the thread, thereby pulling the sides of the garment together, which is that's an actual act of tefira, which way Rashi learns the Gemara. The Rambam seems to have this other approach that the Gemara is discussing, not that you have the tefira ready and you're pulling on the thread to pull the sides together. You don't have any tefira yet. You do not have any stitches yet. And just preparing the thread for that purpose is going to be considered part of the Malacha of Teifer. According to the Rambam, this is only because a person is doing this in order to prepare for tefira. Let's say a person sits and got entangled and he wants to entangle them. He's not doing that in a preparatory act for the purpose of then sewing with the threads, the sitzes strings. He just wants to keep them separate. So assuming that there is no issue of the malacha of kosher and matir, so one would not that would be mutter to do with your sitzes strings. Just addressing that point very quickly, excuse me, a knot which was made unintentionally, the person did not intend that the knot to take place, We already said from Morgan and Rama that one is allowed to untie it because it does not have a cheshivas of a kesher. So that's why a person will be able to untangle the recitus strings. But doing so does not encroach on the potential concern of the Malach of Torah that the Rama is talking about over here, because he's not doing it as a preparatory act for the act of Tefira. Have a good day.